Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 14, 1804, day 32 of the expedition. Camped 8 miles above the mouth of the Grand River. Exactly where the party camped on the 12th of June is unclear. The 13th of June, they camped at the mouth of the Grand River. They made 8 miles up the Missouri River on the 14th from the previous camp. The Grand River is in northern Missouri and is one of the principal tributaries of the Missouri and now forms the boundary between Sheraton County and Carroll County. The captains and sergeants frequently describe the land on both sides of the river as very beautiful, with rolling hills and fine prairie grass, rich soil, and well watered. In his journal, Sergeant Ordway refers to one spot as the prettiest I've ever seen. The banks of the river are covered with trees when the banks are not rocky and cliff-like. But the trees are mostly cottonwoods, and they often fall in the river as the banks fall in. Captain Clark writes,
"We set out at 6 o'clock after a thick fog. We proceeded on very well to the lower part of an island. Opposite this island on the larboard is a beautiful high plain. From the island just below a piece of high land on the starboard, called the Place of Snakes, we passed the worst place I have seen. On the larboard, a sandbar making out two-thirds across the river. The boat struck a sandbar and turned. She was near oversetting. We saved her by some extraordinary exertion of our party. I went out to walk on the sandy beach and killed a deer and a turkey. When I was away, a cajou came to from the Pawnee Nation, loaded with furs. We gave them some whiskey and tobacco and settled some disputes and parted. Passed a bad sandbar and camped above. George Drewer tells of a remarkable snake inhabiting a small lake 5 miles below, which gobbles like a turkey and may be heard for several miles. The snake is of immense size." Captain William Clark, June 14, 1804.
The river in this area is apparently filled with sandbars that have caused much delay in their travel. George Drewer went on and on about the gobbling snake, saying he fired his rifle and the gobbling got louder, and he even said the Indians mentioned this snake. One Frenchman with the expedition gave a similar account. Elliot Coos, in his editions of the journals, says this appears to be one of the marvelous snake stories common in American folklore, and is probably derived from an Indian legend. Tomorrow, the boat hits a sawyer.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Music courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.